From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama is to lead a meeting of officials from United Nations Security Council members today at the UN. They'll talk about nuclear non-proliferation and how to reduce the threat of nuclear terrorism. Later today, Mr. Obama is scheduled to travel to Pittsburgh for the G20 summit, where leaders of big industrial nations will be trying to chart a path to recovery from the global recession. NPR's John Itzde reports.
President Obama hopes to get the other leaders to sign off on a plan for more balanced growth, one that depends less on high-consuming Americans to be the engine of the world's economy. The administration believes the U.S. needs to save more, and countries like China need to consume more to build a more sustainable global system less prone to financial instability. In the run-up to the summit, French President Sarkozy has called for a capping of the compensation of bankers, though that appears unlikely. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh is bracing for protests. Some downtown shops are being boarded up, and 14 members of Greenpeace were arrested yesterday after protesters dangling from a bridge over the Ohio River unfurled a banner warning of climate destruction. John Itzde, NPR News, Pittsburgh.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad used his annual appearance at the UN General Assembly yesterday to rail against Israel. He said little about the issue on the minds of many diplomats there, Iran's nuclear ambitions. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
As Mahmoud Ahmadinejad prepared to speak to a mostly empty UN General Assembly hall, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton huddled with her European Union, Russian, and Chinese counterparts. They're getting ready for a meeting with the Iranians in early October and say they'll be looking for a clear signal from Iran on the nuclear issue. President Ahmadinejad didn't offer much clarity when he gave his address last night, but speaking through an interpreter, he said Iran is ready for talks.
Our nation is prepared to warmly shake all those hands which are honestly extended to us.
The Iranian leader mainly stuck to his usual script, blasting Israel. He also brushed aside criticism of the elections in June. Ahmadinejad described the vote as glorious and fully democratic. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.
Top U.S. military commanders are supporting an assessment from the U.S. commander in Afghanistan that more troops are needed there. Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrell says the Obama administration wants to address the Afghanistan situation quickly, but he says discussion will not be rushed.
It is far more important that we make sure the strategy we are pursuing is the correct one, and the president and his team are comfortable with it.
Morrell says Defense Secretary Robert Gates's thinking on the matter is still evolving. This is NPR News. The Iraqi military says about 15 prisoners have escaped from a prison in Tikrit, the hometown of deposed and executed Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. An Iraqi general says six of the escaped prisoners are considered dangerous. A curfew was imposed in Tikrit after last night's escape. Scientists say they have found evidence that small amounts of water are all over the surface of the moon. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The moon has long been thought to be a completely dry place, but now, according to three reports in the journal Science, scientists have detected signs of water in the very top layer of the lunar dirt. The first hint that the water might be there came from a NASA instrument on board a spacecraft launched by India last October to orbit the moon. The discovery was so surprising that the researchers at first thought it was some kind of calibration problem, until they confirmed their observations using data from two additional spacecraft that flew by the moon. The water seems to be a very thin film of molecules stuck to the surface, and as temperatures change during the lunar day, it appears and disappears. The source of the water is unclear, although researchers think that hydrogen atoms in the solar wind might be hitting lunar minerals and reacting with the oxygen in them. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
A fire northwest of Los Angeles has now covered 25 square miles. Officials say it threatens about 1,000 homes, and they've urged more than 2,200 households to evacuate. Firefighters don't expect to contain the wildfire until Saturday. In the southeast, days of heavy rains have left residents in Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee with a massive cleanup job. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.